Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Brad. It's good to be at Antioch.
Hallelujah.
You know, folks said, time when this church was started, that the things that happened 1 year from the time we led Waldo Miles Camp over there, and Brother John Snodgers was on the school board, and we had to use that. We had to have a meal to have a service, and so we met over there. And that night, God moved in. I forgot what we had, 3 saved and 5 people rededicated. But anyway, I shouted all the way to North Carolina, starting off and on. You say you're capable of that? Well, I'm guilty of it once in a while. And you say I'm not going to be excited when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, so I've been practicing a little down here. And anyway, I appreciate and love Brother Brad. You know, 1 year from the time we moved in here, nothing short but a miracle and what God's done. And then Brother Brad come right on, and just the two of us have been a pastor. I kind of had a privilege to have him as my pastor and my friend, my brother in the Lord. I thank God for him and the work he's done, what God's doing. Seeing a lot of you that have saved out of my ministry, faithful to the Lord still. You know, God says, be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. You know, we as God's children are winners. We can't lose for winning.
Amen.
You know what? In Philippians 1, 20 and 21, according to my earnest expectation, my hope, that in nothing I'll be ashamed, so now as always, Christ to be magnified, my body whether by life or by death. Amen. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You got that same promise.
That's right.
How in the world can you lose when you're going to gain? You just can't lose when you're in the Lord, the service here.
That's right.
I tell you, then I appreciate Brother Josh. You know, Brother Ed Moore told me, Brother Brad, that up there at the Gospel Preachers Association, Brother Talbot, one neighbor ago, said he preached the best message that there was up there. And I said, thank God. If he keeps on, he's going to be better than his daddy. Have to give a little. Well, you have your Bibles today. Turn with us to the book of Acts, chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. And we will begin reading at verse 19. It says, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose from Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene. And when they were come to Antioch, they spoke unto the Grecians or the Gentiles, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then tidings of these things come to the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. And when he came and seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with all purpose of heart that they should cleave unto the Lord. He was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and faith. Much people were added to the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought it to Antioch. And it came to pass the whole year, they assembled themselves together with the church, taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. You know, when I named this church, I didn't think about that. But one thing about the church at Antioch, not only did the Gentiles hear the word of God, and just like the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, when did he sent the angel there, and he is born in Bethlehem of Judea, and shepherds were in the field by night, and the angel of the Lord appeared in light, and they were afraid. And they said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Yeah.
It's no matter who it is, it's whosoever will that can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
Right.
And brother, you find out then they're just preaching to the Jews, but then they turn to the Gentiles. And they were called Christians first at Antioch. And you know something, that Christian, the word Christian, it means a Christ follower. In fact, the Word of God said in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And you and I ought to be following Jesus. Yeah. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Amen. We're to be followers of God. And a real Christian is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only three times in the Bible is that word Christian found. Here in Acts chapter 11 and verse 26 first. And then the second time in the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul was witnessing to Agrippa. And he is telling them about when God struck him down and he had a sunstroke. And brother, that God showed him a vision, and how that he obtained help from God, and he continued to that day testifying. And as he began to tell them, and he said, I wasn't disobedient to the heavenly vision. And then he got to getting close to where Agrippa lived. He said, Paul, much learning has made you mad. He said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but I believe these things of God. He gave him the gospel of the grace of God. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, was buried, rose again the third day, shed his blood for the remission of sin. And he told him, said, you believe the prophets? I know you do. And he looked at him and said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. But he wasn't. You know, if he had acknowledged Jesus and received him, brother, he would have been an outcast and a lost his ruling place. There's a lot of people today that won't come to God simply because of the fact, brother, to be a follower of the Lord and, brother, come out from the world and be separate. Yeah. And then the other time that the Word of God mentions as a Christian, it's found in 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. It said, if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on that behalf. That's the only time. Brother, when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, folks, when you walk close, when you're separated, and when you find there's some things about a Christian, I want to call your attention to that you can tell a Christian by. Number one, you can tell a Christian by his fruits. You'll know them. Jesus said in John 7:16, you shall know them by their fruits. And then in Galatians 5:22, it said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Nine things is mentioned there. And you know something? I tell you now, I remember when I was a little barefoot boy in the Depression. I tell folks I'm a Depression kid, but I'm not depressed. But anyway, you know something? I remembered that old church, and it's just a monument there now of where it did and the other one. I gave a property where the new church is at, because the old one my grandfather gave in 1898 and furnished everything for it with the sawmills. He has had several sawmills built off, and people got together to have a school, a one-room school and a church, and my uncle, he preached there. It was started out as a Quaker church, and my uncle, he preached there. And then when the Quakers got kind of liberal, he went to the Methodists. When the Methodists got liberal, he just stayed on. But he is a preacher. He is an orator. He is the first one that graduated. He taught school there at that place. And you know something? We'd see people, and I remember now, a remember of that time, old organ, a pump organ, no electricity, and shelves with lamps on it. Shelves back here behind the preacher, two of them with lamps so that they could see to read. They didn't have electricity until I come out of service. But anyway, as a little barefoot boy, you say, why'd you go barefoot? We look forward to that time, man. We was too poor to bear shoes in the Depression, just one pair, and everybody fixed them. But anyway, then people get saved. And I mean people in any revival, They'd talk about the revival meeting that they had. And you know something? They'd come around and they'd sing old-time religion, shaking hands with them that had just received the Lord. I tell you, and Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. You know, he said in verse 18 of Matthew 7, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. And then in verse 18, the latter part, a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. He said, by their fruit you know them. You can't serve God and mammon. You're either for Christ or you're against him. He said, you gather with me or you scatter abroad. And I tell you, I'm just like Joshua cried out, who's on the Lord's side? Let's get on him. We're on his side. We're on the winning side. When they sung that victory in Jesus, I thought about my sister. She had cancer. She is a twin to my sister in Abington that lived up here at Abington for over 102 years. And anyway, but she died at 79. And you know, I didn't know she died on Christmas Eve. They said the day before Christmas that that brain cancer she was going. And I didn't know she played it hard. They said she called for her heart, Brother Brad. And she started playing Beautiful Star of Bethlehem Shine On. And then she went home on Christmas Eve to be with the Lord. A day or 2 days after Christmas, her funeral was. I was here and I went to it. And boy, I tell you, the first thing she had was victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And then the second song that she had was, he'll hold of my hand as over Death River I go. And then the third song was, some morning you'll find me pure in that city. And she had them, the preachers, to give an invitation and people to receive the Lord. My oldest brother's a preacher. We kind of lost our Baptist dignity. You say at a funeral, well, I'm going to tell you, a child of God to live is Christ, to die is gain. And if they're in the Lord, the all that suffered to this present time, as Romans 8:18, is not worth it to be compared with the glory that's revealed in it. They mentioned about Brother Dean Powers. If he was to have cancer, if he was to go on, if he had to suffer, some of my people have suffered that. But I'm going to tell you that suffered. I reckon that's an accountant word, that to suffer to this present time. It's just a little while. But brother, when we get our glorified body, all the former things will be passed away. And we got something to look forward to. We can't complain. I tell you that you can tell a real Christian by the fruits out here that if a corrupt tree don't bring forth good fruit, and a good tree don't bring forth fruit, you can't serve God and mammon. And brother, a fountain don't send forth bitter water and sweet. It's either one or the other. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Somebody said, well, what did it? I said, well, I tell you, whatever they spoke, they speak from their heart. And brother, if they're talking about then, I like what Malachi 3:8 said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. They'll be mine in that day that I gather my jewels. Then you'll return between him that serves God and him that don't. Thank God there's a difference. You know, if you come to church this morning and you've got a neighbor that's lost or some in the family, they saw you take your Bible, come to the house of God. Brother, that's a testimony. You're a living epistle, as the word of God Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, of all men. Brother, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord, Psalms 122:1. I like that, expect a miracle. You never know what God's liable to do here. He might call somebody, a young man, to preach, and brother, that would stir this country. God may save somebody that's here lost without God going to hell. Like that thirsty woman Sister Darlene sung about at the well. Brother, when Jesus said, go call your husband, she said, sir, have none. He said, yeah, but you had five, you live with one. Right now, it's not your husband. And you say, what, God save you? He's able to save anybody. There's nothing too hard. He blots out the handwriting of ordinance and said their sins and iniquities remember no more. You can remember them, but why in the world would we want to dig them up when God said, I done forgot them?
Right. Right.
I tell you now, but what a person feeds on. You say, what you do? I've went to some places in revival meetings. Instead of being glad, you know what? They had a look on their face. They come in. If they'd smile, I believe they'd have cracked their face. They had such a sad look on their face, they'd make an undertaker weep. But God's people ought to be sad, glad enough. Thank God. I was glad. I'm glad I'm here this morning. I enjoyed that singing, didn't you? All of it they did. And then thank God just to hear the testimony of the saints of God, to see people that are still faithful as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, a Christian being therefore followed. Brother, that's a follower of Christ. That does you good to see people that have stood by the stuff over the years. I've been saved over 67 years, been preaching, trying to preach for 65 or more. But I want to tell you right now, I still get excited about going to God's house. I start a revival meeting next Sunday, go for a week at Little Mountain. Brother, I've been praying about that. Others have been. And brother, I hope we can reach some people lost without God and God's people get stirred. I tell you now, that Jesus, you say what? In Matthew 4:4, the devil said to the Lord, if you be the Son of Man, covet man, these stones will be made bread. And Jesus said, it's written, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that liveth from the mouth of God. He's a living bread that come down. And I tell you now, what you feast on, and not only that, by the milk of the word. A newborn babe needs a sincere milk of the word. But afterward, brother, they grow in the grace and knowledge. I tell you, strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. But anyway, as they grow, you say how you grow. You grow by studying the Word of God. You go to choir. I read the Word of God every morning. My devotional. I got a list. I pray for Brad, Josh, this church right here that God would move. I've got about 4 pages of them. One person told me, Brother Ken Young over there, he's got Lou Gehrig's disease. In fact, I went over there, they had a revival. We went one night, Thursday night this past week. But anyway, you know, up there in Mount Airy, the Flat Rock section. And Brother Ken Young said, well, Brother Rayton, you got them in alphabetical order. I'm down set at the last, being young. I said, well, Clint, you ought to be glad about that. He said, well, why? I said, the time I pray for all the others, I might be a little more fired up. You can't pray too much. Bible, Josh, don't the Bible say pray without ceasing? Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Boy, sometimes when we pray things, and these ones about it. But you know, there's times you get emergency prayer. You do it. Boy, you need help right at that minute. And you find up like Psalms 12 starts out, help, Lord. And God's our refuge and strength and a very present help time of trouble. Brother, but what you feed upon, the Word of God, you don't want to feed out the garbage cans of this world. I tell you, you don't want the munions and the melons and leek. They'll make your breath smell bad, if nothing else. But anyway, you need the things of the world, a Christian does, of what we feed upon. And then what's your fellowship with? I tell you, I like to be with people, brother, that like to talk about the good things of God. I like to hear what some and what he fellowship with. And 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, what communion has light with darkness, righteousness with unrighteousness? What part is he that believeth with the infidel? I don't have no fellowship with the infidel. I had a brother-in-law. He died. He said heaven was when things was going good here, and the hell was when things went bad. He died believing that. He found out different. He found out different. But you know, my sister, the one I told you about, she influenced every one of those kids. And on her tombstone, they got a picture that you can raise with her picture, and they got written on it, her love for the Lord brought us all together, and we'll meet again. You get kind of discouraged, you go there to look at something like that.
Yeah.
You say, why? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able.
Yeah.
Brother, what you fellowship with and what you forsake. You know, Matthew 10, 37, 9, he said, he that findeth his life will lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake will find it.
Yeah.
I never count a thing, brother, to give my life to the Lord Jesus.
Right.
Now, it may bother some of you, it don't bother me, but I was a little barefoot boy, like I said, there's a big oak tree out there, and I'd get behind them preachers come there, be a revival meeting. And then I'd get behind them trees and listen to them talk. And God would speak to my heart as a little 7, 8-year-old boy, you're going to be a preacher. In fact, I told my first wife in heaven, I said, if I'm ever saved, I'll preach. You say, well, how you don't know? Well, Jeremiah, God told him, before I ever formed you, I called you.
Yep, yep, yep. Amen.
You say, what? Let me tell you, the Word of God's got the answer. It's its own best commentary. Romans 8:28 said, we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose, for whom he did predestinate, determined for him. Them he called, them he called, them he justified, them he justified, them he glorified, them he glorified, brother. Them he glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall it not fear also fear him that giveth all things?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to get the answer, I believe I got it. Over and above Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the Word of God said, when he ascended on high,
yeah,
he led captivity captive,
right,
and he gave gifts unto man. He gave some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Well, he predestinated them. You say, well, why?
Yeah.
Well, God knows what he's doing.
Sure.
And then God didn't choose it. You can't find one place in there where God says in the Word of God that God, this one goes to hell and this goes. The person that goes to hell is because they reject the Lord Jesus and refuse to come to him. And he said in John 6:37, all the Father giveth me will come to me, and him that come to me I will no wise cast out. He's able to save to the uttermost. He didn't take part of our sins, but he all of them, past, present, and future. We have to confess. I know there's people here that love God, want to follow, but every one of us comes short every once in a while. Paul said he even did. In the 7th chapter of Romans, he run, I do good, evil's present with me. Didn't he?
Yep.
It's times, and we have to say, Lord, I failed you. I claim the cleansing blood and walk in the light and the blood of Jesus. Like Hebrews 13:20, the God of peace that brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. It's forever. We confess, and it's, brother, it's past, present, and future that he forgive our sins of.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. What you forsake, and then the way they forgive. You know, there's a lot of people that won't forgive. They hold a grudge. Someone do them a little wrong. You say, what? Well, Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. Don't it?
Yep.
Read a little bit farther down, verse 32. It said, be you kind one to another,
yeah,
tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, which for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Yes.
Jesus said, John 6:14, for if you forgive man their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Verse 15, but if you would not forgive man their trespasses, if we're going to be followers of the Lord, we've got to have a forgiving spirit.
Yeah.
Christian. You say, well, someone done me wrong. Well, I guess every one of us had some of that.
Sure.
I remember one time years ago, some folks, I'll go to that, but I mean, it went rough. And I laid that complaint out. In fact, they sued me. I laid the complaint out, and I said, Lord, Hezekiah prayed, and the angel took care of 185. You can take care of 26. About that time, I got under conviction, Brother Brad. The Holy Ghost said, they might not be. Said, don't the Bible say, pray for them and despitefully use you to forgive them? They might not even be saved. Pray for them to get right, God, and get saved. You say, what you did? I had to wind up doing repenting. I'm hard of hearing, but I didn't hear hardly but one or two amens on me. Yeah, the way they forgive, and then the one that fears. You know, the Bible said the fear of the Lord's the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. And the Bible says, Jesus did. He said the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And Jesus said, fear not man that can just kill the body, but rather fear him that's able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Right. We're to fear the Lord, to fear the Lord. But we love the Lord. The fear we ought to have is our fear of failing and coming short of being a follower of God, a Christian, exactly, that God would have us to be. Yeah. And then how they finish the race. You know something? Paul said, I charge you therefore before God, 2 Timothy 4, who's the judge of quick and the dead, and his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering. For the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine. Heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, the truth be turned into fable. But he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And that's what we as a child of God, brother, we need to fight the good fight, keep the faith, be followers of God. Therefore, dear children, be a Christian, act Christ-like in our doing, and brother, to even suffer wrong sometime and forgive someone wrong. Amen?
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm not going to go around carrying a grudge. I'll get bitter. I don't know root of bitterness sprang up. I had a tape of Uncle Buddy Robertson. I pastored some of you knew Granny Moore. She liked one day living to 100. And she was a Nazarene. She come to Bell Meadows. She sung in the choir till she was 95. She said, my voice got shaky, I want to get out. Said, I already need to get out of the choir. And I remember what she said, Uncle Buddy Robertson was in a citywide revival at Bristol here. And anyway, they come up, a young couple did. They was engaged to be married. And they'd wanted Uncle Buddy to help the wedding there. And he asked that one, he didn't talk plain. And he said this, he asked that girl, said, are you one of God's little lambs? He said, yes. He said, all right. He looked at young man and said, are you one of God's little lamb? He said, no, but I want to be. He said, I won't help you till you get one of God's little lamb. I'm not going to take a devil's belly goat and wear it to God's lamb. And so Uncle Buddy, I had a little tape by him. He said, I'd prayed God would take me sweeter and sweeter. And one day he got to have a kind of fainting spells. They went to the doctor and they checked. And he is a little diabetic. And they told him, he said, Uncle Buddy, you're diabetic. He said, I don't know what that is. He said, well, he said, I like to wreck the doctor's office shouting. He said, they said you got sugar in your blood. He said, glory to God, hallelujah. I've been praying to get tweeter and tweeter, and God done turning my blood into sugar, hallelujah. That's what we ought to do. God, help us to get sweeter and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and be a Christian. That's a follower, being therefore. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here. Thank you for your love and mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for this church, for every member, for Brother Brad, for Josh, everyone, Lord, is here. I pray there'll be laborers that are together with God. Lord, that they'll get out here and, Lord, continually invite that lost person. Lord, that one maybe that's went astray, to get them restored, the spirit of meekness, and back into the first and fellowship of the Lord. I pray, Lord, as we get the invitation number, might be somebody here lost, and today is a day of salvation. Now is accepted time. I pray right now that there'll be somebody, if there is here lost, that'll think on the way and come to the Lord and be saved. Some child of God has got cold and indifferent. Lord, they need to get their first love renewed and the joy of the Lord. And we'll thank you for all you do.